This copyrighted podcast is presented by the authority of Let Me Put a List Together, LLC. It may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form without the express written consent of the Hamburglar.
Yo, what's up? Welcome into Let Me Put a List Together, along with Brian Mitchell. I'm Mark Grody. We have reason to believe that you too will share in our enthusiasm for today's topic, which is fast food. If you don't have a deep love for fast food, you are far too healthy. So I feel that to some degree we are pandering to America and to the world today, Brian Mitchell, when we discuss fast foods.
Yes, we are going to discuss fast food. Everybody has one. Okay, if you want to play that game where it's like, oh, we only do fast food when we travel, okay, then just do that. Okay, if you don't want to, if you're not like me, where it's 10:30 at night and you want to do a White Castle run and the shame of putting the burgers in your mouth after 11 o'clock hits you. If you want to roll like that, either whichever side you're on, we support you here. So here are our top 12. We're doing 12 today because I'm tired of 10, because every time I turn around, then everybody's doing 10. Not that I invented it and anything, but we're just going to start changing up the numbers. So yeah. Today is top 12 fast food joints. They got to be chains. So our list today of the top 12 fast food chains are McDonald's, Taco Bell, Subway, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, Burger King, Chipotle, KFC, Arby's, White Castle, Jimmy John's, and Panera. So those are the ones we're going to talk about today. Mark, you are starting this game off, and where's the foundation start, Mark?
The foundation.
What's the foundation of the stack?
Boy, we are really advancing. We are going not just list. Now we have 12, and we have foundation. So
yes, foundation.
To build our foundation towards number one, number 12, the dozenth one will be Panera. Here are my thoughts on Panera. First of all, It's fun. There's actually, and I hate to use this word considering the way we built up this list, there is a health value to it as well. However, it is also delicious. I like the soups. Specifically, something that I'll go to is the summer corn chowder, The broccoli cheddar, anything creamy, and always, like, I'm a French onion soup connoisseur. Like, if restaurants have the French onion with the big crouton and the blobs of cheese, and then if you like drinking the broth, then that's cool too. I am always about trying your French onion soup, and Panera does it well. And I'll just say two more things about Panera. And I like basics, man. Mm-hmm. And they do classic grilled cheese really well.
Yeah.
Really well. And I can dip that in my creamy tomato soup if I'd like.
There it is.
And they do a good salad too. And sometimes that's tough. Like, there's most fast food places have tried salads and it doesn't work. Panera does it. So you can get delicious and you can get a little bit healthy if you want. So there's a versatility about Panera in my world.
Absolutely. Because of 7 years in pharmaceuticals, I've done enough lunches with Panera to be a Panera connoisseur. I've had every sandwich they've had. I've had most of their soups. Of course, I've had their bagels, all of that stuff. Yeah, there's never a wrong time for Panera. It's always pretty good. My son, really, the kids like the soup in a bowl, you know, where you get the bread soup.
The bread bowl.
Oh my God. Yeah. And like you said, I think it gives people an opportunity that maybe aren't really into hardcore fast food to get some really good food, you know, pretty fast. As you said, they do a great job with the salads. All the sandwiches are really good. Yeah, it's a good call if you just want good, healthy family dinner and you don't want to go all greasy. So I think it's fair to put Panera at number 12, not because it's bad. It's at number 12 because it's good. You know what I'm saying? Because we're going to get into some really, you know, disgusting, greasy messes coming up.
Right. You needn't justify number 12, right? I am comfortable with it, but thank you.
All right. So number 12 is Panera, and now we move on to number 11, and I'm going to say number 11 is KFC. Now, when I was growing up, KFC was usually for one thing, and that was after church, you go, you grab a big bucket of chicken, you grab all the sides, and it was like just a quick win for everybody. Everybody loved fried chicken. You know what I'm saying? It was really good back then one for some reason. I don't know. It's just maybe because, you know, Colonel Sanders was still alive and he was still like stopping by randomly, making sure they were using the however many herbs and spices, you know, 11 herbs and spices correctly, you know?
Yeah, I only see nine. There's only nine.
No, there's 11. Yeah, there's I only see nine here. There's 11 herbs. And then, of course, you know, he'd bring out his cane and beat the crap out of the people behind the counter. Another weird nugget about Kentucky Fried Chicken is that in Japan, I guess in the 70s, they started this tradition where, you know, have KFC for Christmas. Christmas Eve dinner. And it was like a big promotion. And it caught on because currently in Japan, it's like a huge Christmas meal thing that you have to have that. Like, I guess maybe Americans need to have, I don't know, eggnog or Christmas cookies or something like that. You need to have KFC as the traditional Christmas Eve dinner. And I thought that was that was pretty wild.
Yeah. So while you and your family were heading to KFC after church, my story is slightly different because I was at Illinois State, and my fondest memories of KFC were days after we had gone out doing hardcore drinking in college. Check me out, man. We would go to the KFC buffet.
Wow.
And they're rare. Like, you could probably find more of those now, but back when I was in college in the 90s, like, there were only a few, and there happened to be one in Normal, Illinois. So we would all pile in whoever had the car, and we would go to a KFC buffet. And there, oh my God.
So what's at what's at the KFC buffet? I mean, I'm screaming.
Everything. Like the, so the key things were just the, you know, barrels of obviously chicken, and then you'd have the mashed potatoes and gravy, and you'd have the coleslaw, and there'd be bread, and there'd be just, there they had like some like potato skin fries. Really all you needed, man, was the fried chicken and the mashed potatoes with their gravy, which is one of those things, like, I don't know why their gravy tastes so good, and I don't question it. I don't want to know. But it's like with most fast foods, I don't want to know what you're doing.
Exactly.
I know that you're injecting everything with extra fat, and that's fine with me. So that was my, like, my memory of KFC is that. And there, Brian, there is something just wonderful about eating food out of a large bucket.
I guess so.
What a concept. It's what, like, a concept that is. I'll take a bucket of food.
Just a big trough. Of food.
What a wonderfully obnoxious concept that is. Like they're just like, screw it. We're just gonna give away buckets of food. Yeah. We've given up.
I think it's bizarre that when I was a kid, I would always go for the drumstick, which really made no sense because I think the drumstick had like the least meat on it. So, you know, Dad was more than happy to give me the drumstick because he was going for the big breast, you know, and he was going to, you know, tear into that. So what kind of deal is that? You know, now that I think about it, he should have said, hey, eat this. This is the breast right here. You know, no, he didn't.
Dude, no, it's about the thigh. The thigh is where it's at.
Oh, it's the thigh? Okay.
Oh, the dark meat. Come on, man.
Oh, okay. Well,
dark meat is much more fat.
That's a whole nother issue we could talk about.
That was 11.
That was mine, okay. And so you're up to number 10.
All right, this one, I have a feeling this one might be controversial, but I don't know. I'll just let it play out here. I'm going to go with number 10, Chipotle. Chipotle will be number 10.
All right, and I got to hear this. So
yeah. Give me a big steak burrito wrapped in glistening aluminum foil any day. I also think the concept, because you know me, Brian, I have dabbled in low carbs in my life.
Yep.
You know that about me.
Yep.
You know me, Brian. And the burrito bowl is a genius thing. Like, just simply, like, it's almost like a redirection. Like, oh, you're worried about it not being healthy. Here's a bowl of burrito.
Makes you sick. Bowls
right. It feels safe. Right. Even if it's not. Like, Here's all that fat meat and cheese and lettuce and whatever in a bowl, so you feel better about yourself. So that's a big win for me. Other things about Chipotle, many places boast fresh ingredients, but it actually feels legit. I love watching the process at Chipotle. Like, I like being there. I will never Grubhub that. I will go to Chipotle when I want Chipotle because I like watching the process.
And a lot of times you have that line that you're standing in, because a lot of times Chipotle, they have a line, especially around like lunchtime, dinner time. They always got a line going over there.
Yes, always got a line, but it's always very efficient. Yep. And they keep it moving, and there's lots of workers, and they've got the big barrels or casings of the meat that they start yep. cooking early in the day. So there's probably no place that I like watching the process more, but I'm not a frequent visitor to Chipotle, so that's why I have it where I do, and I know that people are very passionate about Chipotle, but I guess I am not. I just haven't had the frequency, but it's delicious.
I mean, I think Chipotle really had a great ride going there before they had all those issues with salmonella or whatever the issues were that they were having with, you know, food poisoning, stuff like that. And I think a lot of that had to do because it was so fresh and it was not processed that it maybe lent itself to, you know, having issues down the line. But I definitely say that Chipotle is great. And like you were, just to piggyback what you were saying, if you are on some type of program like, you know, keto or, like you said, low carb or something, it does give you a lot more options. Then if you're just, you know, ready for a really good steak burrito, chicken burrito with some good black beans, you know, fresh ingredients, that's good too. So I don't know. Yeah, I would say that I don't know if I would keep it this low on the list, but I mean, it's definitely, I don't think it's like top three. So I think it's comfortable being down here.
All right. So we've got Panera 12, KFC 11, and that was Chipotle at number 10. So you, sir, have number nine.
I'm going to say number nine. And this is another one that may cause a stir. And number nine is going to be McDonald's.
What?
Yes. Yes, number nine is going to be McDonald's. I'm sorry.
All right.
This is not the McDonald's I grew up with, okay? Quality, I think, in McDonald's has definitely suffered over the years. Given that, I will say that I think their breakfast is still phenomenal. I mean, if you want like a you know, an egg McMuffin, even those McGriddles are good. The kids, they like to get the hotcakes and sausage. And I have had their coffee, and it was good. But anyways, yeah, I haven't been to McDonald's in a while. I just don't crave it. You know, maybe some people do. I like an occasional cheeseburger. I used to love Big Macs, but I don't know. For some reason, it just has definitely fallen off my
palate.
Not only that.
You're a troublemaker.
No, listen to this, though. And I was telling you this before we started doing the show. I remember when we used to work together back at Shadow, and people would be coming up with McDonald's in the elevator. And there was two things. If you were hungry and you were riding with that person in an elevator that just ordered McDonald's, it smelled really good. You were like, damn, that smells really good. Now, if you were full and you smelled McDonald's, it was like, what the fuck is that dog food in that bag? So I don't know. I like McDonald's breakfast. There's so many other places I could run to for a burger, though, before that place. So that's
all right,
why I leave
whatever.
McDonald's. Sorry.
You need to quit talking there, champ. That's enough out of you. Because you have elevator and sweetened coffee issues. Your dog and McDonald's have put number eight on our list. You crazy. Look, McDonald's has the best french fries. They have the best Diet Coke for some unknown reason. Big Mac is iconic. Is there anything more iconic really in food in the world than the Big Mac? Come on. They were the first to refer to burgers in terms of pounds, as far as I know. I just made that up, actually. The dirty little secret about McDonald's is every food that they bust out is delicious. Like everything they do. Hell, even back in the old, remember the McDLT?
Yes, they were trying to get healthy there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, keep the cool side cool and the hot side hot.
That's right.
Yeah.
And you'd have the fridge. He was trying to maybe, you know, lose a couple pounds and see him trying to eat the McDLT or something.
Right. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah. The 85 Bears definitely involved in McDonald's advertising back then, which was cool. They had like a bunch of different stuff that they did with the local McDonald's, which was great.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, McDonald's kind of started the partnerships with Blockbuster Movies and all of that. Mm-hmm. So they are progressive. They have always been ahead of the curve. They started the here's your large fry, but wait a minute, you need more. So let's supersize mm-hmm. your fries.
Yeah.
Oh, you need an extra patty. You need two quarter pounders. So they are, I don't know. I always felt McDonald's has always been the ahead of the curve on everything. Everything they make is delicious. And again, it goes in the category of I know why it's so delicious, but I'm just going to accept it as as delicious. I guess the only critique I would have of anything that McDonald's has ever done is their milkshakes. I've always thought they were a little bit confusing tasting. But other than that, I would have had McDonald's much higher. But we'll leave it at that.
Nah, dude, there's just so many. McDonald's is the grandfather, the one that started this whole thing. But, I mean, out of respect for McDonald's, that's about as far as it goes. I mean, I'll have an occasional McDonald's, but it's not something that I could even eat close to, you know, once every other week or something.
All right. Fair enough. I can't wait to hear your personal list or where you go with this. This just altered the entire list. So we are down to, let's see, Panera 12, KFC 11, Chipotle 10, McDonald's 9. So I am at number 8. So I'm going to try to get this thing back on track after that little maneuver. I am going to go with Arby's.
Yes.
We've got the meat. Yes.
First of all, it's we have the meats.
Thank you.
Of course, Grody, you know, always, you know, just a little bit left of center.
Yes. I'm glad that you're always here to call me out on it, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I get things wrong. I do.
It's honestly, it's sometimes I just let it go and then I just laugh when I hear it later.
You have a list of things, a top 10 list of things that I've gotten wrong.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Off.
Yeah, slightly off. It's never like dead off. It's like what you just did with the meats there. It's like you said.
What was the summertime song? Sublime? Take a hit.
Yeah, but it's take a tip. Take a tip.
Right.
Yeah, and you thought it was take a hit.
Right. Classic. And then there was Johnny Boy.
Yeah, and it's not. That was Danny Boy in the Chumbawamba song. Yeah.
But anyway, it's funny. I was going to ask you about, because you are, as people may or may not know, Brian Mitchell is a national voiceover artist. You could hear him doing national commercials. So I was wondering about what you thought about the Arby's campaign, because it's like really super popular right now with that dude's voice, and what you think, like from one professional to another.
Hey, is it standing out to you? Does it? I mean, do you take notice to it? I'm asking you.
I do.
Yeah, there you go. There's your
answer. Yeah, no, I do.
No, and that's what I'm saying. That's
all right.
That's how most people are responding to it. I mean, yeah, everybody knows it. Maybe not on the level of where's the beef, but I mean, it's definitely a slogan that sticks out there. And I guarantee that kids that, you know, are driving around and they see, you know, dad says, let's go to Arby's. The kids are probably going, we have the meats, you know, or something like that. So. I mean, it's sticking out. It sticks out, you know, so definitely. Yeah.
Very simply, it is the beef and cheddar. It is so good. It's this sloppy sandwich with a smushy onion bun and the cheese that really doesn't taste like cheese, but it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And the RB sauce, the little packets that you could add on, and what they put on there as well. So I think that's all I've honestly ever had from Arby's is the beef and cheddar sandwich, because I had it once and I was like, this is all I need from there. And it's not, like I said, it's not a place that I have been frequently in my life, but when I go there or I'm in the vicinity of one, I'm like, give me that beef and cheddar, because it's that I could still taste that in my mouth. And then also one other thing too, and I think that they were one of the first places that I ever remember having the curly fries. And, you know, everybody's got curly fries now, and it's just like a normal part of our culture. Mm-hmm. But I remember Arby's being ahead of the curve on the curly fries. Like, oh, wow, these aren't just fries. They're curly fries. Yeah. And I've got to have those, and I need to dip them in ketchup right
but
now.
But they're so. Also they were also seasoned a little bit differently than your straight French fries. So, I mean,
yeah, that's important. Like, fries are important in distinguishing one fast food place from another. So I give Arby's a thumbs up for that. What's your spiel?
Well, my spiel on Arby's is there's a lot of different things. I mean, you can have like a giant roast beef, which is just gobs and gobs of beautiful meat on, you know, two pieces of bread. You can get that with the fries and the drink. Or if you want to kind of change it up a little bit, you can do the all the different sandwiches they have. I know they do like a gyro now. They do a really good Reuben. They do one of those really well. They also have sweet potato fries, which are really good. A lot of different things.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been there, as you can tell. Not like Mark, where he's like, yeah, I went there once and had the beef and cheddar. I've had the beef and cheddar, too. There's some type of, I don't know if it's the Arby sauce or the horsey sauce or whatever the hell they use, that gives it that sweet tang that you have on the end of it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have an onion bun. So that kind of mixes all that together, and that's why it tastes So definitely, Mark, I think is a great spot at number 8. Maybe you should go and try a few other items. Sounds like a good idea.
Wow. That was very Arby's snobbery.
I do have some Arby's snobbery. Now, if you want to go next level, why don't you try one of their pastries, like an apple turnover? How about one of those?
Why don't you go have a Big Mac, Mr. Anti-McDonald's?
I'm not anti-McDonald's. I told you. I think it slipped. I used to love McDonald's all the time. I had a birthday party at McDonald's. Several. I think two. I don't know. That's how McDonald's we were back then.
I had a birthday party at McDonald's.
Damn it, I thought I worked there with that hat on, you know? I thought I worked there. No, I used to love McDonald's.
I hear, like, if we had a studio audience right now, they'd all be standing up clapping for you. Yeah, he had a birthday party at McDonald's. Go, Brian, tell him.
Anyways, Arby's is number 8. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back. We are doing our top 12 list of fast food restaurants so far. At number 12, Panera. 11, KFC. 10, Chipotle. 9, McDonald's. 8, Arby's. Number 7, Brian Mitchell.
I don't know what else to say about it. It's White Castle. White Castle has a huge presence in the Midwest. They just do a great job with a little burger. I mean, they have the 5 holes in there. It cooks thoroughly. They got the really nice fresh onions on there. Everything is basically cooked to order. So you may have to wait just a tad bit. But for the fast food end of it, it comes out really good. I love the fries. Their shakes are good. They're always open late. So if you're, you know, a lot, you know, back in the day, everybody was like, you know, after you do, you know, a massive turn at the bar, hey, where are we going to eat? Well, we're going to go run to White Castle, grab some White Castles. And of course, you'd be paying for it the next morning because White Castle is mixed with alcohol. Probably isn't the best turnout for you in the turlet the next day. So
I just love the concept of going up to the counter and them saying, can I please take your order? And me saying, yes, I'd like 10. Please.
And feel comfortable and quite sane in doing it.
Right. There, it's the only food where you can take the portion and you can get yourself, I'd like the family pleaser, please. Yep. Which is like 10 burgers, 3 fries, and a Diet Coke, as you would say.
Yeah.
So it's like that concept of just gorging yourself, even though you're not really gorging yourself, because they're fun little burgers, onion steamed, as you said.
Yes.
And I was thinking about this too. They certainly didn't know this, but to some degree, White Castle was ahead of their time because restaurants these days love what they call small plates. Mm-hmm. Every restaurant has a small plate menu, it seems, or distinction on their menu. Mm-hmm. And all restaurants have, or a lot of restaurants, I shouldn't say all, have, most pub restaurants have some form of sliders on their menu because people just like to sample. So it's not necessarily what White Castle intended. I think that White Castle intended people to eat lots and mow their food, but now you see restaurants all over in the last 10 years having their version of the slider on their menu. So White Castle, delicious and accidentally ahead of their time. But yeah, it's definitely a staple in the Midwest, and everybody has great memories
of White Castle. It's usually after a long night of drinking, because you know, you can have one or you can have 19, and you know, everybody feels okay. Yes. About it.
It's okay. It's all right. It's like the bucket of chicken. It's a similar concept. It's okay. Yeah, it's like, here's a bucket of chicken. Yeah, go for it.
You know, it's like, you want one, okay, go ahead, have the one, and I get the 19 left over, and I'm okay with that. You eat your one, you know. Yes. Sally, who's I'm on a date with.
Yeah, it's right. There's no, look, food shaming is a real thing in our country. There's no food shaming when it comes to sliders. Have 32 if you'd like and freeze the rest if you want. So
you definitely crave White Castle.
Yes. Right. So that, my friend, is number 7. And with number 6, I am going to go with Chick-fil-A. I have always noticed that there is a different reaction from people when it comes to Chick-fil-A. Like, people love Chick-fil-A. Like, you could talk about Burger King and McDonald's and Wendy's and Subway, and then with Chick-fil-A, it's delicious. Oh God, it's so good. Have you ever had Chick-fil-A?
I am one of those people, and very low on the list. I'll just add that.
Yes. I don't know that there is a restaurant on this list about which people are more opinionated and passionate and loud. Let's put it that way. It is a loud group of people when it comes to Chick-fil-A. Here's my personal experience with Chick-fil-A, and they are and I live in downtown Chicago. They're popping up all over the city. I just saw a new one pop up yesterday on Michigan Ave, and they've been a little slow to come around here, but they are now. I learned Chick-fil-A when I was working with the Cubs doing pre and post game. I would get on the Cubs charters, and oftentimes there would be somebody there handing us bags of chicken strips from Chick-fil-A, like just as an appetizer, just to get you started on the airplane ride. And their chicken strips, they have the best chicken strips. They are just unbelievable with a variety of sauces. I have never had a chicken strip that good. So I will give it up to them. It's like that's hard to do, like to find the best chicken strip, hands down, no doubt about it. So I actually do get the passion and why people love Chick-fil-A so much.
Chick-fil-A is basically, I would almost say, a staple in my diet now, and I would almost say that it is a weekly experience. Let me clarify though.
Wow. Okay.
First of all, I love Chick-fil-A. I would definitely rate it higher. I'm not a huge fan of the breaded stuff. The grilled stuff, the grilled chicken that they do is phenomenal. And
really?
The fries are amazing. I usually get a grilled club sandwich from there, and I will get a fry, and I will get the Chick-fil-A sauce, which I could basically, if you just put that in a glass, you know, just let it sit there and we would have a conversation, I would just casually sip from the Chick-fil-A glass and just wet my palate with that deliciousness. So, yes, Chick-fil-A, the service is kind of creepy because, I don't know, it just feels kind of weird and culty to me. I don't know what it is, you know, because they all have these robotic responses like, my pleasure. Yeah, and I'll have that. And is that your order? And I'll be like, yeah, that's it. Da-da-da. Okay. Oh, thank you very much. My pleasure. Then they're at the window and they're handing you the stuff and you're like, here's your drink. Thank you. My pleasure. And then here's the thing. Thank you very much. My pleasure. It's like, stop. You're like a robot. It's freaking me out. It's very culty. I think they just hire a certain type. I don't know. I'm just going to leave it there.
My pleasure. Do they ever say my pleasure or just my pleasure?
No, my pleasure. Everything's my pleasure. Because they can't say, I don't think they can say you're welcome.
Huh.
It's like a training thing. Test it out next time when you're in the Chick-fil-A. Test it out and say thank you repeatedly. To the point of where, honestly, it just, I don't say thank you anymore, which is even worse. Because I just don't want to hear the robot. My pleasure. My pleasure.
This is not pleasurable. I am not pleased by your response.
Your pleasure is not pleasure. It's vomitous.
You are not pleasing me. Just give me my grilled chicken.
Your repetition is vomitous and not pleasing. I do love Chick-fil-A. I know that might sound bipolar that I don't like. I mean, the service is good. Don't get me wrong. They do it exactly how it's supposed to be done.
I wish a lot
more fast food places had that, but it's just weird and kind of culty. That's all I can say.
I got you. All right. So Chick-fil-A at number six. You, sir, are number five.
Number five is Jimmy John's. Now, we're going with the sandwich shop. I think Jimmy John's is another one of my staples. I definitely eat a lot of Jimmy John's just because I love their different types of sandwiches. Reason why is because I can get, like, you know, some decent veggies on there. You can get some tomatoes. You can get some lettuce. You want pickles on your sandwich. On some of the sandwiches, like the Beach Club, you can get, you know, like an avocado spread on that. So a lot of good, healthy stuff in there. You know, you limit yourself on the mayo, maybe add some Dijon. And the key to having a great Jimmy John's, though, is the bread has got to be fresh. And that's with any sandwich shop.
Yep.
Any sandwich shop, if the bread is not fresh, they're not doing it right. Because that's the key to a good sandwich. So as long as the bread is decent, really fresh and good. Because, I mean, there's nothing more that can bum you out than if you get, like, crappy bread. And you're like, man, this is just, you're finishing it just because you're, like, kind of finishing it. But when you get that fresh bread, man, it's just like, oh, this is really good. This is a sandwich, you know? Good for the kids because they can get smaller sandwiches. They have, like, the Little John's and all of those. So, I don't know. Is there a particular favorite Jimmy John's sandwich you got, Mark?
I go with a couple, actually. I am a fan of the A.O. Vito. I like the Vito. I do like the Billy Club, and I think just because of the name, I'm a big fan of the Gargantuan. If there's something on a menu called the Gargantuan, I am going to order it just about every single time.
Yeah,
I would say I'm a streaky Jimmy John's eater. Like, I'll go through, like, some streaks with the John's, like for a month, and then I won't see it for a while.
Yeah.
But then I'll get back into it, and you can just kind of sample a lot of the different sandwiches. Here's what I say. There's something about, like, Jimmy John's. I agree with everything you said about the bread, by the way. You want to walk into a Jimmy John's and you want to smell that fresh bread. Mm-hmm. Something about the lettuce at Jimmy John's tastes better. They shred their lettuce, and I like it manages better. So they have good lettuce. They also have really good tasting mayo. And I don't know what it is, what kind it is, from who their distributor is. I don't ask. Mm-hmm. I think the mayo, for whatever reason, tastes good. I also think that they do tuna well. And it's not always easy to find a good tuna sandwich, is it, man? I mean,
No. And not only that, but they do. I mean, are you talking about how they do their own mixture of like the mayo and the and the onion and the that's just on your breath for like the next 5 hours? Seriously, go to bed. Your wife's, what did you eat for lunch today? It's still on there, whatever that.
Well, is it bad too that I'll get the tuna sandwich, which is half mayonnaise mixed in there, and then I'll say, throw a little mayonnaise on the bread before you put the mayonnaise based tuna.
Hey, I got a friend, my buddy Nick, told me this story, and it still cracks me up to this day. He was at a Burger King one time, and there was a guy standing up in front, and he was ordering his food, and he goes, he's like, I'm gonna have tomato, lettuce, double extra mayo. And him and his buddy looked at each other like, what the hell is double extra mayo? Like, how much mayo, double extra? Is that defined somewhere? Double extra mayo.
They just hand you the jar.
I mean, seriously, they hand you the jar and you spoon it out with your palm. Like, you just dip it. You don't even use, like, it's totally
barbaric.
You don't use a spatula. You just use your hand. It's totally barbaric. You're just like, you know, like caveman type stuff.
I love it.
Yeah. I have a friend that is so anti mayo. She won't even let it. It can't even be in her house. I can't even joke with her about mayo. They do exist.
Well, I'm an anti Miracle Whip, but I'm not anti mayo.
Well, so, anything that's advertised as the tangy zip, I don't know, man. I don't know what the hell a tangy zip is, dude. It's making me nervous. Zip of Miracle Whip.
I'm all for just keeping it real, but yeah, I think Jimmy John's a good place for that number five. So I'm glad we get. That's our first sandwich shop off the board. So numero cuatro, that is four for all you needers of translation. I'm going to go with Taco Bell. Taco Bell. When you go to the Taco Bell menu, there are a million meat and cheese combinations on the menu. And I have to say they have the most creative menu of any place because it's all really the same food with different names and different layers and different combos and put in different ways to sell to typically a younger audience. Mm-hmm. That said, I love the basics. I love the hard shell meat, cheese, lettuce, tomato taco. Mm-hmm. And I just think that they've actually, Taco Bell does a better hard shell taco than even some of the regular sit-down restaurants that one can go to, Mexican restaurants. And we all know that there are tons of great Mexican restaurants throughout the country. And I actually think that Taco Bell, just with the simplicity and the deliciousness and the little packets of sauce that you can put on them, I think they're great. And it's similar to what we were talking about with White Castle. You can get 10 or 11 of them if you would like. And they will hand you a box, I think, in their case, like with a little handle on it. Here's your 10 tacos. Mm-hmm. Have fun with those. Enjoy and come back. We'll see you again sometime. So, yeah, that's pretty much my assessment of Taco Bell. Simply the hard shell taco. I've tried other stuff on their menu, but the hard shell taco is what I keep coming back to.
Well, first of all, don't talk about Mexican food and Taco Bell in the same sentence. They're nothing like that. Authentic Mexican food is nothing like Taco Bell. Taco Bell is a pure American form of what the concept of Mexican food is.
The hard shell taco, though, I don't think differentiates itself much even at authentic Mexican restaurants.
Anyways, I'll just leave that there. Taco Bell, yes, like you said, they do a lot of, the same things really well. Another thing that you were talking about the meat and the cheese, their chicken is really good. I mean, they do have an awesome shredded chicken taco that works really well. You can get it fresco, which means you can just get it with like onions and the tomato, or you can get it with the cheese, the traditional style. A lot of times, I don't know, it's however I feel. Sometimes they do it fresco, sometimes they do it with cheese. Quesadillas are pretty fun. They also have that one, the Crunch Wrap. Taco Bell's been around since, we were young. I remember the early days of Taco Bell, where that's basically what it was. Your mom would go out, she would get like 20 of the hard shell tacos, and everybody would be like, oh yeah, we're having Mexican. So
So this is childhood trauma for you. That's why you won't accept my hard shell tacos anything
else. Rarely do I have a hard shell taco. It's probably because of the trauma of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And I do love a traditional, you know, Mexican taco. There's nothing more phenomenal than that. I cannot put it in the same sentence with that. More of a purist if I want that.
All right. So wait, let me get this for the record. Brian Mitchell, Arby's snob and authentic Mexican food snob.
Absolutely. There's a couple other snobs in there. You can also add hotel snob. Definitely, I gotta have to have certain types of hotels. I'm a hotel snob.
Wow, B bitch is out today.
B bitch is out. Yes. Maybe it's because I got this cold and I'm fighting it. So
you sound great.
Thank you very little. Appreciate that.
Yes. All right. We good on Taco Bell?
Yeah, we're good. All right. Where are we at? Number three.
You got three. Let me run it down. Ready?
Yeah.
Panera 12. KFC 11, Chipotle 10, McDonald's 9, what the hell? 8, Arby's, 7, White Castle, 6, Chick-fil-A, Jimmy John's is 5, Taco Bell is 4, Brian Mitchell, number 3.
My number 3 in fast food is going to be Burger King.
Mmm, yum.
Yes. Now, I think what McDonald's dropped the ball on, I definitely think Burger King picked up on. I just prefer flame grilled that they do at the old Burger King.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there is nothing like the Whopper, a double Whopper with like cheese, and you get all the toppings. You get that double extra mayo, like that one guy got. Slather it on. That is pure heaven to me. So I definitely love Burger King just for that mix of the taste. Their fries are good. Of course, they're always doing the Coke correctly. Yeah, it just ties into my childhood. I've grown up with it. You know, you start with like a hamburger, grow to the cheeseburger, then you move on to like a double cheeseburger, and then of course, when you're this big, nothing satisfies like a double Whopper with cheese.
So. The double. You go double Whopper, huh?
Yeah, dude. I don't. If I'm there, I'm going all in. Diet Coke, of course, to balance it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I will say this about Burger King. It was the first place I think that I ever had mayo on a burger. It's really coming back to mayonnaise for me today. And I never knew that you could do that, and it made it okay. And I realized that was actually delicious. I was like, that was a new original concept to me at the time. I was like, wow, mayonnaise on a burger really actually works. I also don't know that there's ever been a better menu name for a food item in life than the Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anywhere. Like, they took the best name off the board. The that's what you want. If you see, it's like the gargantuan. If you see the gargantuan on a menu, you're probably going to be intrigued. When you see something called the Whopper in so many different levels, you're going to want that. And then the concept, too, of letting you have your food however you want and they don't push that as much because everybody does that now. Like, you can go into most fast food places and get things the way you want them. But Burger King not only did that from the start, but they also encouraged it. It wasn't just like, we'll give you a plain Whopper. It was like, what would you like on it? What would you not like on it? And that was new to fast food, because it was kind of the anti-fast food, because the idea is have it made like McDonald's and just hand it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not screw around. Burger King did that well and still managed to do it fast. And that was what I remember, like, my parents really appreciating that, like being able to put, I just like tomato on that, or just cheese, or even for kids.
Yeah,
so,
not have to take everything off. And if it had ketchup on it and your kid doesn't like ketchup, my kid doesn't like it. One of my kids doesn't like ketchup. I'm like, what are you, communist? What are you doing? Get out of here.
Right.
Ketchup. You're an American.
Yeah. And this will feed perfectly into you because you're anti-McDonald's.
I'm not anti-McDonald's. I just told you. I had my birthday there. I'm not.
The studio audience goes wild. Brian.
I've had McDonald's a lot in my lifetime. I support McDonald's through the breakfast menu. I'm just not a big fan of where they are now. I like the breakfast menu.
But I was going to give you a point in your favor, though. Like, for McDonald's, you still got to wait a little longer. Like, if I want a plain quarter quarter pounder with cheese without the pickle, onion, and tomato, it like, okay, you're going to have to wait a little while. With Burger King, they're just like, we're ready to go. Yeah. You want it your way. So I will give Burger King a plus in favor of your McDonald's.
Well, you can't, and you can't, hey, you have the Burger King crowns that are still around. Remember the Burger King, the BK crowns?
Yes.
I mean, how cool are those? You had the King. Remember he was kind of like weird and creepy walking around?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the King more than I like a clown. I'm telling you.
Of course.
You know?
Of course you do.
Clowns are scaring people, you know? Kings are, you know, running stuff, you know?
Oh, man.
They're not hiding in bushes. They're not serial killers. Anyways.
Okay, now we're really getting to the bottom of your McDonald's stance. Okay, I got it.
Nothing against McDonald's.
I'm going to call Anne, your mom, after the show and find out what happened
to
you as a child.
No, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Okay. I have great memories of McDonald's. Don't get me wrong.
All right, bro. All right, so Burger King, well placed. Well done with Burger King at number three. I will say for numero dos, number two, we have not done Subway yet.
No.
I will, right off the bat for Subway, I'm going to give them points for being first and biggest sandwich fast food place. Like, there's always been places where one could get sub sandwiches, but I remember it being kind of the last in the fast food chains, like all the burger places and chicken places are out, and then along comes Subway, you know, some franchise around the country, and then they just blew up everywhere. And it was a novel concept to be able to go and get a sandwich, a submarine sandwich made quickly and get it done exactly the way you wanted to do it. You talked about this earlier with Jimmy John's, but I loved watching them putting the dough into the oven and watching the bread come out and that smell, especially when they, you know, when it was actually being cooked, and you always smelled like the actual bread when you walked out of there for the rest of the day, which it could be good or bad. I also, my sandwich there, my go-to sandwich is the Subway Club with, ready, as the theme continues, extra mayonnaise.
Wow.
Just keep going. Like, they put the mayonnaise on, then I kind of look around and be like, hey, yeah. Put a little more on there.
Yeah.
You're like that good, and I look around again.
You put a little quarter on top of that little thing, you like slide it over. You know, maybe this will change your mind.
Exactly.
Give me a little bit more.
You kind of got to look around. Just keep squeezing that mayonnaise on there. Yeah, extra pickles.
Because you don't want to be the guy that Nick and his friend talk about and going, dude,
right.
that guy put double extra. What the hell is double extra?
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's a private, I feel very self-conscious
about
sometimes
a lot
when
of
I'm
man.
At Subway. Yeah. Right, people are in line, and I'm like, just keep extra lettuce on there, too, if you don't mind.
Yeah, because I sit there, and I judge people that put a lot of mayonnaise on things. I'm not going to lie.
Sure, but especially in a
Subway line, because I'm thinking you're going Subway, you're going for the vegetables, you're going for like maybe, you know, some chicken, but you still get some vegetables in there, and and then all of a sudden, you know, the guy goes, yeah, and lather it up with mayo, and I'm like,
and put some of that oil and vinegar, and don't skimp, keep it going if you can, just kind of keep that rolling out. Whole wheat? No. White bread, please.
Oh yeah, nothing like corn syrup. Anyways, go ahead. So
no, that's it, bro.
Subway, it's always a go-to. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like you're in the middle of somewhere, you're running around, you're doing it. You don't want the greasy burger. You don't want anything. Same thing like when it's hot outside. You know, you don't want any of that heavy fried gross food. So, you know, you grab a sandwich. And for me, if, you know, Jimmy John's really isn't around, then I will go for a Subway. The chicken breast or something of that nature, you know, something, try to do something more on the healthier side. And probably no mayo on mine with some mustard. But it's just it's all around just quick, decent food. And I think it's fair to have it at number two.
All right, buddy. Let me review, and then we will give the drum roll. And the number one, people might be doing the math, deducing what we haven't said. But here we go. Panera was number 12, 11 KFC, Chipotle 10, McDonald's 9, Arby's 8, White Castle 7, Chick-fil-A 6, Jimmy John's 5, Taco Bell 4, Burger King 3, number 2 Subway. And that leaves Brian Mitchell.
Number 1 is Wendy's. Wendy's. You can't go wrong with a Wendy's hamburger. I think they do hamburgers, honestly, the best. I've never had a bad burger from Wendy's. Wendy's is like a step above the McDonald's when it comes to frying their burgers. I think Wendy's just does a lot better job. And their meat is also a lot better quality, it looks. So I'm definitely going for a Wendy's before that. I think their fries are phenomenal. And not only that, but their chicken sandwiches are great too. I like trying their different chicken sandwiches. I think they're on the same quality as like a Chick-fil-A. So, and not only that, but Wendy's also has the options, you know, if you're with your mom or, you know, with Mark, who's, you know, watching his weight and just wants to get the salad, which the salad and the dressing probably has more calories than the actual burger that I'm eating. But, you know, we'll make them feel good.
It's funny that you just talked about me watching my weight. And it seems like every place that we're discussing right now, you're talking about their chicken. Like you talked about the chicken with the grilled chicken at Chick-fil-A. Now you're telling us the chicken tacos at Taco Bell. Now you're telling me the chicken at Wendy's. What's with you and the chicken today?
I don't know. I like the chicken. I like chicken. Okay. I like hamburgers. Don't get me wrong. I can do a really decent Wendy's. I told you about the Whopper.
Okay.
You asked me, double Whopper? I said, yes, double Whopper. Guess what, Mark? That's two patties of meat. Do you get it?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. I get it.
I am a connoisseur of fast food, therefore okay. I try everything.
Okay.
I'm not like a 5-year-old like Mark, who has only taken, you know, the hard shell taco at Taco Bell and has never stepped out of his comfort zone. Ooh. Has only had the Arby's with the cheese on it, cheddar melt or whatever it is, and has never had anything else. So
wow.
If we're talking about connoisseur, you know, you ask me those questions, okay? I'll tell you what's going on. I have the weight to prove it, okay?
All right. I do agree with you on one thing about Wendy's. I do think that for whatever reason, the actual flavor of their beef is the best of any burger place on this list or anywhere. Like, I don't like from the time I was a kid till now when I'm an adult, like for some reason, their fat to salt ratio, whatever they do, again, I don't want to know what they do to it, but fat content is delicious. Like, as in the lean portion is zero, which for some reason just makes their beef taste better. That's why when I go to Wendy's, I don't like a lot of stuff on it. I just want, like, cheese and maybe a double stack just so I could taste the burger.
Double stack. Wow.
Right? The double stack. Yep. And what about the Frosty?
We can't forget the Frosty. It's like, is it a shake? No. Is it ice cream? No. It's just, it's a Frosty. And it kind of used to make me upset when I was a kid because, you know, you go to Wendy's and you love the food and everything. And then, like, yeah, we can get a Frosty. And it's like, well, I can't really drink it. And I got to kind of, like, spoon it. And I, you know, I just want it. When I'm at a burger place, I just want a shake, you know.
Right.
I don't want to work for my dessert. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it hurts when you try it with the straw.
Yeah,
like
it's impossible. Hurts. You'd have to let it sit out for, like, an hour before you can come close.
You ever dip your fries in the Frosty, though?
My wife does that. That's an Erica thing. I have no idea what that's about. It is what it is. And not only that, but I mean, it had the fantastic Where's the Beef phenomenon.
When we were in
the 80s. Jeez, if you were a kid in the early 80s and that whole Where's the Beef thing with that old lady.
Brian, guess what? Guess what you just did? You just gave me and the rest of the audience an idea for a great new list. Most memorable commercials of all time. Yeah. So coming soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, it has everything because you can get something a little on the healthy end. You can get a lot of different options. It's not just, you know, burger and fries, and the quality of the food is really good.
Okay.
What? Do I sound like an idiot talking? What do you keep laughing at?
I'm laughing because I just like how throughout this list, Brian Mitchell, you always like to give us the healthy options.
Well, they have a healthy option. Hey, I'm trying to justify eating these if you're out there running around. And you need to grab something quick, there's always the healthy options.
Brian is family-centered.
Yes, I'm worried about my wife's gluten-free. I'm worried about my kids he doesn't want anything on his burger. He's totally plain, no nothing. And then, you know, I remember one time he's like, yeah, let me have some lettuce. And he tried that for like a week, and that didn't work.
He doesn't like
ketchup. What kid doesn't like ketchup? It's just pure sugar.
You got to teach that kid, man. Come on. All right, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The top 12 fast food restaurants that Brian and I came up with. Panera was 12. Kentucky Fried Chicken was 11. Chipotle was 10. McDonald's 9. Arby's 8. White Castle 7. Chick-fil-A 6. Jimmy John's 5. Taco Bell 4. Burger King number 3. Subway number 2. And Wendy's number 1. Now, let us reveal our individual lists. Would you like to do the honors, Brian? Would you like me to go?
You can go first. Okay. Go ahead, Zinfa.
All right. I am going to start off with number 12, Panera. Number 11, Chipotle. Number 10, Arby's. Number 9, oh my God, Chick-fil-A. Jeez. Number 8, KFC. Number 7, Subway. Number 6, Yo Quiero Taco Bell. That's 6. 4, White Castle. 3, Burger King. 2, Wendy's. And number 1, you better close your ears, buddy.
If you
McDonald's.
Put Oh, you did not. Are you
How
serious?
Can you not have McDonald's as number 1? It's frick, dude, it's McDonald's.
You are so Itasca-super. You never went anywhere except to McDonald's ever.
Where are you from? What country? McDonald's is like the original iconic franchise of the world.
No, that would be White Castle was the original.
Come on, dude.
Okay,
McDonald's.
Here we go. Mine, number 12. KFC. Number 11, McDonald's.
Ugh!
Number 10, White Castle. Number 9, Arby's. Number 8, Burger King. Number 7, Jersey Mike's, which is a Subway place that I love.
Whoa.
Number 6, Chipotle. Number 5, Subway. Number 4, Wendy's. Number 3, Taco Bell. Number 2, Jimmy John's. And number 1, Chick-fil-A.
Oh!
Okay.
All right, and now a special honorable mention section here. One place that I wanted to bring up that Brian and I both love because we are both from Chicago and we are Chicago is Portillo's, because that was probably one of the highest volume of mentions that I received on social media when we threw this out there, but we decided not to include that in our computer algorithm this time just because it is a Illinois only restaurant. It might be in another state.
It's actually in I think about 5 states.
Okay.
But they're very spread out. It's like California, Arizona, thank God, Minnesota, and a majority in Illinois. And
if I'm decided that we were going to do like the ones that everybody
chains,
knew.
The large chains.
Yeah, yes, just for the benefit of our national audience. I mean, we're definitely Chicago oriented for sure on this show, no doubt about it, because again, we're both from here. But we are on a network, so we like to make everybody included. So we don't know that a lot of people are aware of Portillo's. If Portillo's had been on the list, of course, it would have ranked very highly, and I love, love, love Portillo's. So all your Portillo's fans out there, we felt we needed to rationalize and let you know what our thinking was on that.
And I think when I first mentioned the idea of fast food, I posted a Portillo's beef that I just got, and we were asking people if they liked it, you know, dipped or dry, if they like it sweet or hot, if they like it combo or no combo, and talking all this, you know, Chicago Italian beefies. I think that's kind of what started the whole fast food thing, and I think people were just thinking that we would have mentioned Portillo's. But yeah, I can't compare this fast food to Portillo's. It's like Portillo's is food of the gods compared to, you know, what you get at some of these other places. So it doesn't compare. You can't compare a Wendy's and a Portillo's. It can't happen, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know if there's any other. The only other honorable mention that I would give, and this didn't make my list, and I could have added it on my personal list, and I didn't. Long John Silver's. I don't know if you've ever had Long John Silver's.
Yeah, Long John grease bags. Yeah, I've had.
Oh my God, it is the grease. Like it's irony because it is seafood, and people just assume since it's seafood, well, there's a health factor. Yeah. It is the most fried nasty food.
Awesome. Why don't you don't forget about when you were down south, your Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake. Oh my God, that's another one. Yeah. Steak and Shake is I probably could have put that on my personal list. But yeah, Steak and Shake, their burgers are just flavor of the Steak and Shake burger and their Frisco burger. Oh my God.
Another one that came up a lot was Culver's, which is pretty big in this. I mean, honestly, and I've told people this because I do, you know, a lot of drives between Chicago to Minneapolis a lot of times. And a majority of my trip is through Wisconsin, which is the home of Culver's. And literally every exit has a Culver's at it. Every exit, it's like down that whole I-90 strip up. It's like, oh, you know, you could have Culver's at the beginning of your trip, and then you could have Culver's in the middle of your trip, and then have Culver's at the end of your trip, because there's so many damn Culver's on that one stretch of road. So I just say my Culver's favorites for that trip. So,
and you can't lose when you have an item on your menu called Butter Burger.
Yeah, so, exactly. Burger, I mean, butter.
Oh, yeah. Like bringing two great substances together.
Well, think about that. I mean, well, butter. Think about the cheese curd, too. That's the other thing.
Oh.
I mean, there's nothing like fried cheese, you know, breaded. Basically, we know a lot of people love fast food. And, you know, with the pandemic going on, I know that there's a lot of, you know, people that are saying, hey, we really need to support our local restaurants. And a lot of these people, you know, they're like, well, when I'm not eating local, I will go to X, or I will go to Burger King or McDonald's or whatever. But some of these people, actually, we asked for places in their neck of the woods that are just local joints that they like to eat. And Dave from Facebook said, Burgers in Kenosha, hit up Grabs on the north side and Ron's on 52nd. Both strictly local and outstanding burgers. So that's in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Also, Skyline Chili out in Cincinnati. Spaghetti with chili, cheese, onions, beans, tomatoes, and oyster crackers. A friend of mine, Chris, always eats that. So that must be something that's really special. Denise says Court and House here in Eclair has awesome burgers, and they're always two for ones on Thursdays. Mr. Heroes is a Northern Ohio chain. They got a signature sandwich, is the Roman Burger. That's John on Facebook. Of course, Steve Haas says Minor Dunn in Highland, Indiana. That's actually been there forever. Armin's and Gary, those are both staples from my old neighborhood. The Lucky Penny in Naperville. Jim was talking about that. Great for breakfast and lunch. Also, Mary Lou says her response was Happy Elephant Thai Cuisine. I love Thai food. Thai food, very authentic, and that is in Elk Grove Village in Illinois. Made Right, Iowa chain, famous for loose meat sandwiches. John.
Yeah.
Lawrence Fish Market, best sushi in Chicago. That's Kevin. And Cafe Fiena in Chicago, damn good breakfast. So those were some of the local ones that we just wanted to mention really quick. And so, you know, if you got to rewind and go back or whatever and listen for some of those favorites, you know, support those local chains, especially during the pandemic. Order out, cater, do what you got to do. Help these people out, because it's really a tough time for a lot of these food joints. You know, we want to keep these alive, the local joints especially. We do it here for pizza. We go local, try to get all the local pizza joints. We do, you know, local Thai food places. Just try to keep it strictly local. Mark doesn't ever order food. He just drinks coffee and LaCroix.
Pretty much. I usually go with a hot and cool meal or beverage to go. But I will tell you this. I was thinking about this about five into the list. There is no way I'm going to be able to resist fast food after talking about it for the last 2 hours. So while this has been going on, I've been plotting out what my move will be, and I don't know. And we haven't mentioned this. I'm thinking about, because there's so many great hot dog joints in Chicago or in the surrounding area, I might go find a good, you know, double hot dog and two fries for $1.50 someplace. So you're so Minnesota now, dude. You can't even.
I can't recall. Dude, I lived on Taylor. I lived near Taylor Street for 20 years, bro. Okay. I literally, when I moved to Minnesota, I lost like 30 pounds, not even trying, because I just wasn't eating the food that was so delicious on Taylor Street and surrounding areas.
Wow. I will never question your Chicago credibility.
Yeah, please
again.
Don't.
See, that's a sensitive sore spot for you.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts a little bit. I'm not here by choice, believe me.
Yeah, I got you. No, I'm just kidding. Brian's a Chicago boy. I'm a Chicago boy. Life just takes us in different directions sometimes. This has been fun, man. I think we do food topics well. This has been a blast. I hope that everybody listens. We thank you for continuing to listen. This has been great. It's been a success for both of us. And you can find us everywhere. Wherever you listen to your podcast, Apple Podcasts. We're also on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. So we're easy to find. Brian, anything else before we wrap up today's episode?
No, that's going to wrap it up. For Mark Grody, I'm Brian Mitchell. This is Let Me Put a List Together. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.